This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth around 12,930 crore rupees in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, the projects launched today will give a thrust to Viksit Uttar Pradesh and Viksit Bharat. He said that today's program highlights the work culture of BJP's double engine growth. He added that his government remains committed to completing all projects in a time-bound manner.
आज का ये कार्यक्रम भाजपा की डबल इंजन सरकार की कार्य संस्कृति को भी दर्शाता है और हमारी कार्य संस्कृति क्या है हमारी कार्य संस्कृति है कि जिस काम का शिलान्यास किया जाए उसे पूरा करने के लिए दिन रात एक कर दिया जाए और इसलिए अब परियोजनाएं पहले की तरह लटकती भटकती नहीं है।
Prime Minister Modi also flagged off the Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar Namo Bharat station this afternoon. Mr. Modi also took a metro ride till Meerut South station. On the occasion, the Prime Minister dedicated to the nation entire 82 kilometers Delhi-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor. Prime Minister Modi today exuded pride that the India AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilize the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister highlighted that leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators and people associated with the startup sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit.
समिट में दुनिया भर के लीडर्स को बहुत प्रभावित किया। पहला प्रोडक्ट अमूल के बूथ पर था। इसमें बताया गया कि कैसे एआई जानवरों का इलाज करने में हमारी मदद कर रही है और कैसे 24/7 एआई असिस्टेंट की मदद से किसान अपनी डेयरी और जानवर का हिसाब रखते हैं। दुनिया भर के लीडर्स ये देखकर हैरत में पड़ गए कि कैसे एआई की मदद से हम हमारे प्राचीन ग्रंथों को हमारी पांडुलिपियों को संरक्षित कर रहे हैं।
The Prime Minister noted that the world got to see India's amazing capabilities in the field of AI at the summit. During this period, India also launched 3 Made in India AI models. Mr. Modi hailed the summit for being the biggest AI summit ever. He congratulated all the citizens for the success of this summit.
इस समिट में दुनिया को एआई के क्षेत्र में भारत की अद्भुत क्षमताएं देखने को मिली है। इस दौरान भारत ने 3 मेड इन इंडिया एआई मॉडल भी लॉन्च किए। यह अपने आप में अब तक की सबसे बड़ी एआई समिट रही है।
Delhi police has busted a terror module allegedly linked to the Pakistan-based outfit Lashkar-e-Taiba with its handler operating from Bangladesh. Briefing media today in New Delhi, Additional Commissioner of Police Pramod Kumar Kushwaha said 8 persons have been arrested in coordinated operations across Kolkata and Tamil Nadu. He said among them are 7 Bangladeshi nationals and 1 Indian national identified as a native of West Bengal. In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 terrorists were killed in an encounter with the security forces under Operation Tarachi 1 in a remote area of Kishtwar district today. The gunfight broke out this morning in the general area of Pasarkot in the Chatru belt after security forces received specific intelligence inputs about the presence of 2 Pakistani terrorists affiliated with the proscribed outfit Jaish-e-Mohammed. 17 Afghan civilians have been killed and a dozen others injured as Pakistan Air Force conducted airstrikes targeting civilian residential areas along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border region. In a statement, Afghan government spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid informed that Pakistan Air Force last night bombed civilians in Nangarhar and Paktika provinces, killing and wounding dozens of people, including women and children. And in ICC T20 Cricket World Cup 2026, India will begin the Super 8 campaign against South Africa at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.